I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
We'll go to Arkansas, and the first person I thought of here was, of course, Steve Martin. Well, I'll tell you, his name is Raymond Van Hulsen, and he's 41 years old. And Raymond is the Arkansas man that was hospitalized after being shot in the head with an arrow after midnight on Monday night. The Crawford County Sheriff said they came out to the victim's home a little bit after midnight, and they found Raymond Van Hulsen getting ready to get into his car, and so they followed him down the road. He had an arrow through his skull, John, and he's just going to get in the... I'm going to take myself to the hospital. Well, this is Arkansas.
All
so
the
they
way
said,
through?
Yeah, they said, well, when he... Well, you know, they pull up. He's got an arrow through his head. He gets in his car, and they follow him to the hospital, which is about 6 miles down the road.
Can you get in the car with the arrow?
I don't know how you do that. But once he got there, they had to fly him to the Washington Regional Medical Center. They say he was in good condition, so I guess they didn't damage too much when the arrow went through the brain there.
It's probably he's from Arkansas.
He's from Arkansas.
An improvement.
In a town of about 160 residents, they say The assailant was the 42-year-old neighbor of his. I mean, it's 160 people in the town. Yeah. I'm sure they say he's 5'11", 155 pounds, average build, brown hair.
Everybody in that town.
He's got a beard and a mustache and tattoos on both arms. Do they really need to give this much instructions? Yeah. There's 160 people in the town. He's the one with the bow and arrow. And he ended up shooting these people.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
Let's go to Friday, April 14th, 4:53 p.m., Barlow Street. Someone called 911 to report a guy just dumped his grocery cart and is screaming at everyone. Friday, April 14th, 10:19 p.m., City Beach Street. Someone called 911 to advise that the mailboxes at the post office are overflowing. Saturday, April 15th, 10:42 a.m., 24th Avenue. A 911 call saying, there's a guy here who just smashed a bunch of stuff.
With his head, with a hammer, with a bulldozer. What?
Saturday, April 15th, 12:28 p.m., Highway 20. Somebody called 911 to report that the line at the car wash is too long.
Well, it's only going to get nicer out, so get used to it.
Saturday, April 15th, 6:40 p.m., Erie Street. Two men appear to be fist fighting.
I love when we went down to Oak Harbor and we met some people, that school bus driver, and he goes, I know every road in this town, and I know almost every single address.
Yeah, he knows.
He knows where these people
are. He knows these people, yeah. Sunday, April 16th, 7:48 p.m., Oak Harbor Street. A call to 911 reporting a neighbor who just made a series of odd statements. And finally, Sunday, April 16th, 7:18 a.m., Pioneer Way. A guy says he just found an explosive and is walking around with it, wants to know if anyone wants to pick it up.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.